Minhag HaOlam this year, as we open up this man of this Eis Ratzon, the beginning of the Yom HaNoraim, we focus on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Ches tells us, Bizman Sheklal Yisrael Chotim, when Klal Yisrael sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, do what I do. Yisatef b'taliso, he should be oitef in a talis, which is what the Shliach Tzibur is going to do tonight. And he should recite V'yase k'seder hazeh, and he should literally act within this Seder. And then the Torah introduces to us in Parshas Kisisa the matana, the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the gift of Rachamim, which is through the 13 Midas, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. So you should be Misatef in a talis, and you should recite the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. But the way we begin the slichos, in the initial slichos, the minhag is to recite B'motzei Menucha Kidamnuchna. We come and we approach you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'motzei Menucha. Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos this year, Parshas Kisavo. That is the way we begin the Slichas recitation. I found something that literally my eyes were open wide when I found it today. The Meshech Chochma, the Or Sameach, or Meir Simcha Midvinsk says something incredible that I think specifically pertains to this year. Says the Meshech Chochma, and I'm going to read it to you, in Parshas Kisavo. B'parshas Bikurim, in the Parsha of Bikurim, Nizkar Yud Gimel Pomim Shem Havaya. It says Hashem's name 13 times in the Parsha of Bikurim. Why? Says the Meshech Chochma, says the Or Sameach, Kineged Shlosh Esrei Midoy Shel Rachamim. Parallel to those very 13 Midas HaRachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided Moshe Rabbeinu for us to recite when we are chayta, when we begin the tshuva process. And then the Meshech Chochma continues and says it doesn't even stop there. He says if you look in Parshas Kisisa, and you look at where the Torah and Rabbeinu Shalom introduced this procedure of saying this antidote, of saying the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. How does he close the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? Parshas Kisisa, says the Meshech Chochma. He closes that very Parsha in Shmos with the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Meshech Chochma is telling us that for us to achieve, for us to enable, to trigger the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us and said, this is what you need to do in order to achieve tshuva, to accomplish tshuva. You need to connect it to the Parsha, to the Motzei Menucha, to the Shabbos of Bikurim. There's something in this very Parsha, in our Shabbos, in this month, in the calendar right now, that enables us to be zoche to a true Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim that will grant us a year of bracha, a year of hatzlacha, and for our tshuva to be accomplished. But the Meshech Chochma doesn't tell us what the connection is. What is it about Bikurim that is linked to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? And what is it about the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim in Shmos that ends and culminates with the mitzvah of Bikurim. What is it about today, about this Motzei Menucha, about this Parsha, that triggers the Yud Gimel Midas Harachem? You know, it's often difficult to understand. So late at night, 12:55, to ask of us to get up at a time when we're not fresh in our minds and to start saying slichas, why? There are many more opportune times. And I got a few shilas tonight. I want to be able to say slichas with a clear head. Can I go to an earlier slichas? And I encourage those that are able to stay up. And I told them what Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, that no, you should say it, the first time to say it is by chatzos. Why? What's the reason? And I'd like to suggest, based on this Meshech Chachma, you see, chatzos, if you look at the very first simin in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham writes, Tikkun Chatzos. It's the break of the morning, the first time of the day. Bikurim is the racious pre-admoscha. It's when a person goes out to his field, and even before this item is edible, even before I can even snatch the fruit, I take a string and I say, this is what I'm ultimately going to bring. Bring where? Bring to the Beis HaMikdash. To the first place where creation began. I take the rachis of my pre, of my fruits, of my labor, and I bring it to the rachis of Mekomos. The world was created, the Rambam tells us, from the Makom HaMikdash to the rachis in Makom. And this is what we begin our Rosh Hashanah, our Yom Noroim, in the Rashis of Zman. You see, the Parsha of Bikurim is a demonstration, is internalizing that we are totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rashis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supreme. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are nothing. And it's not just a nice idea. That's mamish what my fruit is. That's mamish what everything, that's where I'm going. That's the place that I'm going to take this fruit. To the Beis HaMikdash. To the Rashis in Mokom. To the Rashis in Paris. Of the Rashis in Zman. A person in the mitzvah of Bikurim is koveya his Rashis in life. What is primary? What comes first in your life? Who is the first thing you think about? How do you begin your day? I decide to start the slichos at the first very second that I can, at this late hour of chatzos, at the rachis in Zman, because there's nothing else to think about. It's just you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the mitzvah of Bikur. That is what enables us to be zoiche. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. It's not just words that enable us to get rachamim, to get the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's when a person internalizes the Yud Gimel times that are said in Parshas Bikurim. When a person internalizes what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Then, a person now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could bestow upon him the Yud Gimel Midas Harach and Yasek Seder Azeh. Rabbi say, that is Parshas Kisavo. That is what the Meshech Chochma is telling us. Unbelievable Chiddush. That is the way a person could be Zoyche to the Slichas tonight and to receive Rachamim. Not just because a person chuckles and says certain words and suddenly abracadabra. We don't believe in magic, Rabbi say. We believe in Bikur. We believe in setting up a rachis in one's life. This is Parshas Kisavo. But the Parsha immediately preceding Parshas Kisavo, if one thinks about what was the last Parsha, not this morning, but the Parsha before, The pasuk right before the beginning of all Parshas Kisavo. It's Parshas Kiseitze, the end of Parshas Kiseitze. We all know that Parsha very well. The Parsha of Milchemes Amolek. The Parsha of Parshas Zohar. The Parsha of Reishis, Goyim Amolek. There can be many other Reishises. You can be sitting here tonight because that's what we do. We're Jews. We get up. We start this process. I don't know why I'm here. It's not going to work like that. If you think that your Parnasa, if you think that your Atzlacha, if you think that your life is just Mikra, it's Teva. However it works, whatever nature calls for, that's the way it works. That's an entirely different Reishis. That's the Parsha before. That's the Reishis of, I live in the moment. Reishis Goyim Amolek is Rosh Tevos Rega. I live in the Rega. I live in the moment. Whatever happens, whatever they say on the news, that's the way I live. I don't have a Reishis of Bikurim, a Reishis of Kisavo. I don't have a Reishis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being on my radar, being everything, and I can't start my day without meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Yogurim El Nura, the Sarachanim, will not come. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't bestow upon us His Rachanim, His mercy. We need to eradicate Amalek. And Amalek, sometimes we think about Amalek as enemies. No, Amalek is something that exists. I'm speaking about myself. Right now I'm speaking about thoughts that I have. Often in my life there are times that I think, yes, it's the Rega. It's Mikra. It happens to be. It's a coincidence. I got lucky. Baruch Hashem, things are working out. I was successful. I did something smart. No! It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Kisavo. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the Reishis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. I did nothing. I'm not responsible for anything. And it's only if you have Parshas Kisavo, then you can trigger the Yugim Ilri, the Sarachan. But if we think like Parshas Kiseitze, we think like Reishis Goyim Amalek, which Rabbi Yisai applies to us. It's not just Amalek. That mentality exists in our lives. Then Nebuch, Rachmana Letzlan, we can't be Zeicha, says the Meshech Chachma. To the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, to the 13 times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says His name in Parshas Bikurim. We stand here today at the Reishis in Zman, but this is not only true. For the Reishis of tonight, wherever Abay say, we wake up every morning. And Shulchan Aruch tells us, at the first possible moment, before you even wash Nagel Vasser, and you are not allowed to recite any brachas, because your hands are tame, are impure at that time, you need to say, Moide Ani Lefanecha. You need to start your day with recognizing that I am here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for giving me back my neshama. You need to begin with Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, with a Reishis in your life. Not only tonight, not only at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, of the Yomim Noraim, but this has to be on a day-to-day basis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are my Reishis. There's a sefer from the Talmud of the Yid HaKadosh, the Beis Yaakov. And he says, we don't have Bikurim b'zman hazeh. How does a person mekayim Bikurim? And the Beis Yaakov answers, Bikurim b'zman hazeh is when a person wakes up in the morning and he says, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, Moide Ani Lefanecha. When he wakes up with that focus, with that perspective, that I'm here to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that I'm involved with is just here to serve you. That's Bikurim b'zman hazeh. Do we think about it? Rabose, do we even say that? Are we educating our children to say it? Because if they're not saying it now at a young age and internalizing this, it's going to be much harder to start saying those phrases when they wake up in the morning later on in life.
We need to instill this reishis. We need to be zoiche to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachem. And we need to do that through Parshas Bikur. You're allowed to even say these statements of Moidani Lefanecha, the Kosher Glover Rebbe says, it's so important for you to say it. Say it in the bathroom, he said. Chiddush. Say it in the bathroom, in a Makom Tomei. Because that's necessary. Creating a reishis in your life is the most necessary. In order for you to be zoiche to the parsha tonight of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachem. Maran Saita says, if you find a dead body, and the head's over here, and the body's over there in two different locations. So Gemara says, we don't know where the body's from. We don't know where to bring the Egla Rufa from. We don't know where to bury the body. We don't know where the body's from. Gemara says, the guf should follow where the rosh is. Gufa basa resha gar. Gemara says, forget about where you found the rest of the body. It's all about where the rosh, where the reishis is. That will determine the rest of the body. That's not only relevant for a body, it's relevant for the year. Rabosai, now is the opportunity. As we start this brand new Zman, this Rosh Hashanah, the Zman of Rosh Hashanah, the Zman of Reishis, at the first time of Reishis, at Tikkun Chatzos, let the entire year follow this initial approach, this initial perspective. Let Gufo Basa Reisho Garer. Make sure that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu beginning tonight, beginning in our Avoda and Zocha in the Mitzvah Bikurim and Amir Tzashem, that should flow into every single morning that we say Moda Ani. And that our rest of our day will be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our mind. We're just here to serve you. Gufo Baso Reisho Garer. The rest will follow the head. Amir Tzashem. We will all be zochet and din. With bracha, simcha, nachas, hatzlacha, refuos. Mirtz Hashem. And the rest of the year, the gufa, will follow this ratio. That is Hashem.